Thank you very much for tuning in. New York, New York.
Okay. And New okay. York, New York, so out in our backyard. We're going to show, this is our 3 p.m. show. However, I'm going to go outside now where our community gathers every night at 7 p.m. to show our appreciation for our heroes. Over there, and we're on 80th. Banger over there. Hot banger. Thank you. Pretty night here in New York. Okay. So we're going to go back inside and show a little bit about our 3 o'clock show. The fun of it. Now, there I am. Okay, I just thought we'd do this just because we got some good stuff going on here, and hopefully you like it too.
My name is Paul Slatkis. Welcome to our broadcast that we've been doing for a bunch of days now, live on Facebook, and we're very honored to be able to share good news of many, many people, as we have for the last 21 years plus, since 1998, July 4th. Actually, July 4th was a day for independence, right? Independence from what? Independence from somebody trying to take over whatever somebody else had, right? Isn't that what independence means? I mean, like a war kind of thing. All right, so you're going to hear a little bit about peace because we're into the peace movement. And actually, it's today's Cinco de Mayo, okay? Another war day, Pueblo in Mexico, the original concept for the Cinco de Mayo festivities. You know, we have a nonprofit, Good News Corporation, 501c3, and we'd love for you to help support us so we can continue on with our World Peace Day concert.
Hey, James, so this is our 3 p.m. show. We're showing it again here.
Stop Forever, which is a nonprofit, and just to help promote the world of good news, okay? We see lots of positive content coming out here, people walking people across the street. We're seeing whole news broadcasts right now showing people helping other people. Why don't we continue seeing that all the time? Okay, that's the way the real world is. The real world is for real, loving and caring and kind. And that's the reality. That's reality television. So we've stuck with that principle, that reality television is love, because love is what the world is. And if it wasn't, there wouldn't be any of us. All right, so today's show is going to be, well, you know, I'm a graduate of CBS television, and I watched a little bit of that this morning and saw their local news, our network news, actually, and Gail King was on there. I like that, Gail. I interviewed her, and I'm going to show an interview I did with her good news. Plus, she had a 91-year-old young lady dressing up every day. That's important. Feels good during this time to have her own self-esteem. And then some other ladies. So this is sort of like a, let's call it Giving Tuesday, Mother's Day, Women's Day. A lot of women on the show today. Type of a program.
Hi, Lauren.
And taking the women with the gondolas are going around to different people that need medical supplies and food. Then we're going to show something for McDonald's, giving out free food to the heroes. Ms. Ma is a good friend from China, and which she sings a song where sun rises after COVID. Okay, that's in Chinese, but with some English subtitles. Then we're going to take a moment. I think we're going to do this tomfoolery today because I like tomfoolery. And it's a little girl in the end that says something about does it take a virus to keep the world together, to do good things. And then we'll end up with Claire. Okay, so that's our show for today. We're going to get right to it because we have a lot to share. All right, so first let's just let you know in that it is the day of... Tuesday. All these are nonprofit, our Peace Day events that we do all the time. So if you, you know, share a few dollars with us, we will give you Hug of Planets. Oh, there's one. Whoa, what's that doing over there? Okay, which is on the spaceship. And you can see our movie, and we wrote a book and things like that. So we hope that you you come and join us. You know, I don't know if you never saw our Peace Day thing, but this is a nonprofit. We'll show just a moment of it.
And Dr. Oz, we have an obligation to provide a peaceful world for our children.
I would say there are so many small things that we can all do to improve our daily lives and the lives of others.
We've got to work much harder, no matter what country, religion, or culture.
Peace is the most precious possession we can achieve. The opposite of peace is the wasting of life, bloodshed, and arriving at no solution whatsoever.
Today is September 21st, the day that all countries of the United Nations declared as International Day of Peace. Today, we strengthen that UN message and have created a Peace Day party event.
This is what we do. We have the Times Square on hold.
So this is the kind of work we've been doing for years, creating this human peace sign in Times Square.
We actually had a hold on Madison Square Garden, too. So
we hope that you see what happens on this Giving Tuesday.
We also want to put a monument in Jerusalem
this,
at that Temple Mount.
By putting it to friends as opposed to public. But maybe I did. Who knows? Someone suggested that.
Who knows how to use Facebook?
Notifications. I pushed a little blue button over. I'm not sure if that was right as well. But I hope somebody appears here because I'll know whether there's some life out there. Okay, so we're going to now go to, I think what we're going to do is we're going to go to, let's do Tanya for a second here. Because she's a woman that has, and her family's had for many, many years, McDonald's festivals, star franchises.
You're an owner, thank you. Owner and operator of several McDonald's restaurants in the Chicago.
30 of them.
Is that right?
Yeah,
it's the family
I own.
Beautiful. Okay, I've probably been eating them from over there. How long have you owned this?
Finished going on news in February, so.
Yeah. Yes. Well, they've done a great job. We know just started over the years with the finals. We've done a bunch of shows with the Random the Final House here in New York over the years and been involved with them. And once again, the Donald is a leader and good corporate citizenship. And Donald's going to tell us about some of the good things that they're doing with regard to the our heroes and thinking of our frontline heroes and first responders. So, Donald, please share the kind, loving, caring news that you have with us.
Yeah, I'm really excited to talk about the thank you meals that McDonald's. That we're offering to our heroes that are working in the front lines. Partnership between McDonald's Corporation and the franchisees, where we're offering free thank you meals from April 22nd through May 5th, all day, breakfast, lunch, dinner, to our healthcare workers and our first responders.
So how do they go about doing that?
Not the delivery, but really easy. Just they just come to the drive-thru, show their ID or their badge, or if the restaurant has pickup available, then they just come to the front counter and they can choose whatever meal they want free of charge. Really simple. We've given away almost 5 million thank you meals since April 22nd, and we're just really looking forward to serving, a lot.
There you go, McDonald's. Great company, huh? All right, I want you to hear Tanya about what Peace is for her.
It is giving back and being and realizing how fortunate you are and realizing that that it's our duty to give back, and you should want to give back to those. I think that's probably the most rewarding part of being an owner-operator is having the ability to help those who maybe don't have faith or don't have anyone that believes in them and to show them that, we're here to support everybody. Because just looking at the team that I work with, there's no way that I could be as successful as I am without the fantastic team that we have working in our restaurant. And some of them have worked for us for over 20 years. So to me, I think that means that we're doing something right because they're dedicated, to the brand, to the family, to our guests. So, so to me, that's what it means, giving back and being selfless and helping those who are less fortunate.
There's that Tanya. She's cool. Great, Tanya. Thank you very much. I'm going to go now to the CBS Morning Show, which had some wonderful
So this part got a little messed up technically.
Now, this is a woman.
Except this woman got dressed up every day.
So, as Southern a humanitarian Bell. Broadcaster, we like to share the good we see in this world. And we have for many years. And here's an example of a segment that was on CBS this morning. Here's a lady that gets dressed up every day.
Somehow it didn't play at that moment. I played it at the end of the show, so we probably might not see it because we're not going to show the whole show. So I apologize for that, but I thank my own crew, which isn't here with me technically. So I'm... Like a one-man band here.
But let's see here. Well, maybe it's over.
And that's the way it is sometimes, technically. No? I guess a lot of us have had to learn how to use technology.
How about this one?
For survival. This one, too. That's in Italy, gondolas. Only women going all around the canals there.
I don't know where they went, but...
You can see them on Facebook. You can see this whole show on Facebook.
What's good news for Gail King?
Let's go to Gail. This was some years ago.
So, because this was some years ago.
They say the same things all the time.
What's good news for you? What's good news for me? What's good news for me?
Usually people that have so much good news that they can answer this for a couple of days.
I know, I do. I have lots of good news. I'm just trying to figure out what to share with you. My good news is I'm going to Paris to see Jay-Z and Kanye and to watch the Throne concert. That's really great news. And I surprised my son, who lives in China, to say I'm going to rendezvous with you in Paris just so we can go to that show. I think that's good news. And if that's not enough good news for you, my son moved to China in January. And I've never been to China, and I'm going to visit him in Shanghai for the first time. I'm really excited about that.
Hey,
that's good news. I could keep going.
I'm sure she could. Positive, life-affirming, thought-provoking news, entertainment, and events.
That's what we do.
That's us. Long time.
So this is a rebroadcast of our 3 o'clock broadcast on Facebook. Trying to decide if it all makes sense to...
Not beat up.
Continue 3.
Kaboom.
We'll just do it all at 7.
Okay. So, with that China comment, I'd like to go actually to Ms. Ma. Because Ms. Ma is a friend. And, you know, she wrote this song, and we're going to play it for you. But I'd like to just read the words, because the song is in Chinese. The streets are empty, and the night is...
My eyes are blurry. I got a little sty in my eye.
Light files against the wind. I must apologize. I hurt my eye a little, so it's a little hard for me to read right now, but I am trying my best. Angels and demons facing each other. The way forward is blurred. The world mourns with the suffering of life. The face we're in high spirits. Hope and spring are bright. The universe is vast. People herald the approach of spring in fingers defrost. I wish my family and country would last forever. The universe is vast. People herald the approach of spring and fingers defrost. Only wish smiles and clothes as bright as ever. Spring brings warm sunshine out of the wound. Black eyes are powerful. There will be a rainbow after the rain. Phoenix reborn from the fire. Only wish the peaceful, we love that word, atmosphere, come to China, sunrise east. The mountains and rivers are different. The wind and moon are the same. Pairs of hands to help the dead and the wounded. Fallen petals lie in profusion. Water flows long. Since ancient times, challenges make the nations much stronger. The mountains and rivers are different, and the wind and the moon are the same. God bless the vast and magnificent China. Only wish the peaceful, peaceful atmosphere come to China, sunrise east. The mountains and rivers are different. The wind and the moon are the same. Pairs of hands to help the dead and the wounded. Fallen petals lie in profusion. Water flows long. Since ancient times, challenges make the nations much stronger. The mountains and rivers are different. The wind and the moon are the same. God bless the vast and magnificent China. Only wish the peaceful atmosphere come to China. Only wish the whole world is united. The road ahead is safe. Okay, thank you, Ms. Ma. She's a very strong, powerful woman, doing wonderful kinds of work in this world. And let's hope that we can get the video to work now.
Thank you.
People are people, no matter where you are. Love is in the air. And respect. One world.
Same everywhere, worldwide. A pandemic is a pandemic, and this is a pandemic. You know, I'm going to show a segment here of a video that was given to me by my sister, and it's called Tomfoolery. It's an interesting gentleman that created a very positive piece, and I want to show that. I think it's perfect. There's a nice little antler. Oh, actually, it was a boy.
Please, that one's my favorite. I promise just what's more.
Okay, snuggle down, my boy, though I know you know full well. The story starts before then, in a world I once would dwell. It was a world of waste and wonder, poverty and plenty, back before we understood why hindsight's 2020. You see, the people came up with companies to trade across all land, but they swelled and got much bigger than we ever could have planned. We'd always had our wants, but now it got so quick. You could have anything you dreamed of in a day, and with a click. We noticed families had stopped talking. That's not to say they never spoke, but the meaning must have melted. the blood flowed out of its throat. And the children's eyes grew square, and every toddler had a phone. They filtered out the imperfections, but amidst the noise, they felt alone. And every day the skies grew thicker, so you couldn't see the stars. So we flew in planes to find them, while down below, we filled our cars. We'd drive around all day in circles. We'd forgotten how to run. We swapped the grass for tarmac, shrunk the parts till there were none. We filled the sea with plastic, because our waste was never capped. Until each day when you went fishing, you'd pull them out, already wrapped. But while we drank and smoked and gambled, our leaders taught us why. It's best to not upset the lollies. More convenient. But then in 2020, a new virus came our way. The governments reacted and told us all to hide away. While we all were hidden, amidst the fear, and all the while, people dusted off their instincts. They remembered how to smile. They started clapping to say thank you, and calling up their mums. And while the car keys gathered dust, they would look forward to their run. And with the skies less full of voyagers, the earth began to breathe, and the beaches bore new wildlife that stumbled off into the seas. Some people started dancing, some were singing, some were baking. We've grown so used to bad news, but saw good news.
Good news.
And so when we found the cure, and were allowed to go outside, we all preferred the world we found to the one we'd left behind. Old habits became extinct, and they made way for the new. And every simple act of kindness was now given its due.
But why did it take a virus to bring the people back together?
Sometimes you've got to get sick, my boy, before you start feeling better. Now lie down and dream of tomorrow. And all the things that we can do. But who knows, if you dream hard enough, maybe some of them will come true. We now call it the Great Realization. And yes, since then, there have been many. But that's the story of how it started. And why hindsight's 2020.
Well. Oh. That's just them with the future. Okay, you know, the show goes on a little bit more. We do some yoga. We do a little bit about checking your eyes and being careful with your eyes as well, and washing your hands and so on. And then we show that scene from the young lady, 91 years old, and her attire daily, getting all dressed up, Southern Belle. And then the nice ladies in the Italy canals at Venice that are also there for the community. All right, and then I played a little thing for my mom on the piano, and then we go out in the backyard, and we always end up with, we love you. So I'll just say tonight that we love you, and thank you for tuning in and on Giving Tuesday and or any other day, and we're fortunate to have this opportunity to share whatever we have with you, and we will do our best to continue on. Thank you very much. Be safe, be happy, and